How do you come up with this arrangement the first time? You know what I mean?
Like, no, man, the balls that takes.
If you can, whip your foot out there, I'll give you some information.
Oh my God, I can't believe that.
I want you to put your hands together.
There goes to the neighborhood.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
There goes to the neighborhood.
Welcome back to the Smokescreen Podcast, episode 72. 72, House of the Dragon, episode 9. You're almost there.
I know.
And you said you're pissed off about it.
I know. I don't want it to end.
Yeah. I'll be happy when I don't have to edit anymore, but no, you're close. And as I mentioned before, I thought it was August. It still may be, but I heard that it could be June now. So set for season 2.
That's really exciting.
So not long. And quick side note, I'm going to cover Shogun on this channel. I'm really, really excited about that. That starts the 27th, so just a couple days.
Yeah.
I did that little video nobody's seen yet, but little kind
of... I love your trailer.
What to expect type of thing. I think people will enjoy it because, you know, you don't... When you first, like, just see it, it's, like, not even close. You don't think... Not even close to, like, a Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
But it's so much close... So close to Game of Thrones. It's just a different culture.
Yeah, totally different culture.
That's all it is. The same hierarchy and everything. That's kind of why I did that video, because I actually saw, after I did that video the next day, I saw an article that said this is like the production is as big as Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And I've been watching all the behind the scenes stuff, and they're really focusing on the authenticity and all that stuff, and even how the Japanese spoke in that period called the Sengoku Jidai, which was the Warring States period, because they spoke a slightly different dialect. So every time they hold like a little cup or a bowl and they spin in a circle, all those little tiny things, they got like experts in there.
Yeah.
And to make sure they don't fuck this up.
You know, every network is looking for their Game of Thrones.
They are.
So they're going to throw their pocketbook at it.
Yep.
And try to get everything as historically accurate as possible.
Like I told you before, I really wish Amazon would just admit the Rings of Power's trash. I mean, seriously, just apologize and say we fucked up, and but restart it over.
Yeah,
start it over and don't break the lore, because now I'm understanding they have a few more rights to the Silmarillion stuff, which is more the historical world building that Tolkien did, and they could fix this but they can't fix it with a new like season 2. They can't continue off what's already established. It's already broken.
Right.
I really wish they would, man.
I don't know that world enough to... I could watch it and not realize it was broken, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but even with that, even without knowing, or you know, Middle Earth and all that stuff, you would just see how overtly stupid the choices were in some of these cases.
Oh, yeah.
Like, especially with some of the cringe dialogue, like literally modern-day stuff. The elves are going to take our jobs. I mean, literally was in the show.
Wow.
I'm not even making that up. Stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So I wish they would fix that. But anyway, I'm looking forward to Shogun. It's going to be really cool. And
well, listen, if you do cover it, Chris, I think then that would be a good time to bring in Stephen Hayes.
Yes.
For an interview, you know.
I would love, you know, we talked about it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, since this has been announced too, I've been watching videos again on historical Japanese stuff, right? And mm-hmm. there's always this old argument, right, with ninjutsu, right, with ninja.
Right.
Because the word ninja is really fairly modern. In that era, they were called shinobi or shinobi no mono, which is the more accurate term. But it's never, you know, Hollywood romanticized, and even Japan itself for tourism romanticized what they were. They were not assassins clad in black. So there's this big argument, right, about what they really were, if there really was separate ninja clans that wasn't just samurai, we know, whatever. And I'm just afraid that if we invited him, he wouldn't want to talk about that stuff.
He could talk about his experience on the first one, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true, yes. He was in Shogun, the first, at 1980. But, you know, I would like to ask him some of those questions, because, you know, he's been he does a lot of podcasts. I have no doubt he would do it.
Really?
A lot. But they're all kind of the same. here's the same story that, you know, he went to Japan and basically became James Bond, a James Bond novel, and, you know, got the pretty Japanese girl and learned this secret ninja martial art from the Grandmaster that was really, he was a doctor, but he was really a secret ninja, that whole thing, right? But now the authenticity of that lineage is in question. And I want to know what he thinks about that. Had they still talked to Hatsumi? All that stuff I'd have to brush you up on if we did a podcast or something.
That would be awesome.
I think it would be cool, but yeah, maybe we'll think about that.
I hope in Shogun they cover my favorite class of warriors back then, the Shih Tzu.
Yes, absolutely.
My favorite. Tito.
They had a huge
Shih Tzu.
That's right. He had a huge role. Huge role in the shaping of the Tokugawa Shogunate with the Shih Tzu class.
They're undefeated.
They are. That's what won it. That's what won it for him. But hopefully they'll cover that in season two or three. Before we get started.
When you were saying those words that sounded so much like it, I was like, damn.
I'm trying to say them correctly.
I'd like to look.
Because you know how it is. We're in the South. You just say karate.
Oh, yeah.
And nunchucks. Yeah, yeah. And I do too, mm-hmm. but not when I'm in class and I was studying all this stuff. You want to pronounce it properly and all that stuff, but you feel kind of stupid, you know. But, it is somebody else's culture, so I respect it. But
I know. Well, it's like when you go back and watch the, with the UFC, I think everybody learned, the Brazilians, their R's, they say Royce Gracie and not Royce Gracie. Yep. But if you go back and watch those first few, all the announcers are calling him Royce. And
that's right.
So, I don't know. It's there's a lot of things. We Americanize everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, there's a part of me that wants to hold on to that because the other sounds, I don't know. What am I trying to say? Pretentious?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I agree.
Let me think of the best example, Italian, if the way people try to pronounce, like Parmesan and things like that, mozzarella, shit
mozzarella.
Like that,
mozzarella,
and they try to say it like Italians say it, and it's like, we're American. I mean, I'm not, why would I do that? I don't know.
Yeah, because it's not incorrect to say Parmesan. It's just the enunciation is not quite way you would.
Right.
That's because we're not from there.
We're not from there.
I totally understand it.
But, karate does sound like fingernails on a chalkboard now now that I'm grown up. But we said it our whole life.
Especially nunchucks.
Oh, yes.
Nunchuka became nunchucks.
Nunchucks. Yeah, with an E.
It don't even match. But anyway. So anyway, we
go to flea market and get some damn nunchucks and damn ninja stars.
And some ninja stuff. Hmm. Oh, my God. But no, I mean, I get it. I just, I don't know. Maybe I'd have to fill you in on some political stuff for that podcast if we ever got Stephen Hayes.
Yes.
For sure.
100%.
Because, I mean, I feel like he should talk about some of that stuff that will make sense, and we'll talk about it because you'll need to catch up on a few political behind the scenes kind of internet shit that was happening all during the late 90s and all that bullshit.
Oh yeah,
And relationships with his former teacher and blah 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 blah. So it would be cool though. I've been thinking about it too, but anyway,
I've lost 10 pounds.
That's right. Good for you. I'm still on like 3. But it's just steady.
Yeah.
Slow and steady. But yeah, I was going to say, you were telling me a story, because we were talking about one of our favorite internet characters earlier. And then I was waiting, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I was going to say, how was your keto? It looks like you lost something there.
Yeah, that's wild. And like I said, only one other person has said anything that they could tell. So it made me feel good. But if I could poop good. I think I've probably lost 15.
Probably. Have you got a laxative or something?
No.
Have you ever tried?
The doctor supposed to have written me some kind of thing to help, but.
Just go drink some some kind of oil.
I'm saying, yeah, some oil. I'm terrified of that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
If I had time off, I'd take it. But yeah, I don't want anything to hit me at the wrong time.
Uh-huh,
you know?
That's scary. Especially like
it's going to be messy.
No, my God. Just get you some dude wipes. You'll be all right. I can't.
Do they unfold about this big?
Well, you need them sometimes. You got to fold the right way, and you can use this one. That's an art form of mine.
Oh, hell
yeah. How the hell we get on this?
I know.
I have no idea. Oh, shit. Oh, look, I closed my cock rings.
Good. Damn, sound Sorry. Painful.
That's what I mean. That's what's helping me keep moving is this stupid watch.
Neat, ain't it?
It is, but I hate it. I've always hated them. I really have. But if it becomes a video game, like Eric said, if it's a video game where there's achievements and all that shit, I'll do it. And there's a competition, so it's helping at least. At least it makes me conscientious of my decisions throughout the day.
But, well, yeah, I just want to keep them up to date. Help hold myself accountable.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying that, because I said last time that I hadn't had carbs in 4 days or whatever it was.
Right.
Well, still haven't. To my knowledge, that I know, I've ingested 3 grams of carbs or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And in what, 12 days?
Yeah.
11, whatever it is. And the last update I'll say is, I really feel like I'm going to be able to buy the house.
Yes. No, you're there. I'm
starting to feel excited.
Yeah. You have a date, and as soon as you sign that shit, it's over. As long as there's no news between here and that closing date is the best news. That's it.
Exactly. Yep.
So that's awesome.
I'm excited.
Also, real quick, thank you to our channel members and Patreon supporters. We do have, just a reminder for everybody, we have our little overtime show for Lord members and above, and the same level on Patreon. It really is a separate podcast. I want to make that clear. We're not just like continuing our discussion on like Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon.
Yeah, that's right.
We're talking
about
completely.
If you come over there,
if you've seen them, you know what we're talking about. They're completely separate, really 30-minute podcasts, honestly. It's like a bonus podcast.
Feel a little more free to say things and names and things like that.
Yeah, a few names in there. Get some inside scoop. But anyway, so check that out if you want to support the podcast and the channel, all that stuff. All those links are in the description. Just want to mention that really quick. But anyway, House of the Dragon episode 9.
Wow.
The last week was, like I said, I think you agree, the best scene in all of Game of Thrones. I think so, 100%.
I did the same thing I did with that one scene. I went home and made Landon watch it.
Yeah. Yes.
Without context. I mean, I was able to give him a little bit.
Right.
But without having seen anything.
Right.
He still said, wow, that makes me
want
to watch this show.
Teary-eyed and shit. Yeah. Yeah, if he had seen the full thing and how he's been throughout the episodes getting more and more decrepit and how he started, that would really hit hard. But anyway, so quick recap. Viserys took his last breath.
Mm-hmm.
And the part I really, really hate, I do hate this part, is Alicent goes in there to, again, take care of him. And I think she was, like you said, I think she was legit and feeling bad about the whole situation with Rhaenyra over the years. And I think she legitimately wanted her at that point to come back and all
I
that stuff
too.
Right after the, you know, his Last Supper went to hell with Aemond and
Jakes
and Luke and all that stuff. But the Aegon thing, huh?
The strong boys.
strong. Don't say it. Don't say it. So I do think she, you know, that was legit. But then she goes in there and thinks it's Rhaenyra. And answering the question from earlier. It's real. Aegon, of course, she's talking about the Conqueror. And she thinks it's her son, Aegon, that will be Aegon the Second.
That just kills me.
And that's going to carry over to this one. Yeah, other than that, the best scene, him, you know, settling the issue again. And then Vaemond. Look, and somebody even said this in the comments, too. I like Vaemond, and he's not wrong. It's his house. I completely understand where he's coming from. He was correct. I mean, technically, but it was treason.
And it sounded like, though, that,
like, I didn't want people to think I'm in that scene. I'm not cheering for Vaman's death.
He may have a point, right, about it being his house and everything, but the extra venom he was putting those kids and calling them bastards and calling her a whore and everything, that was
unnecessary.
That was way unnecessary.
Yep.
No, it's not the way to state your case if you really want to be heard.
No. I understand him saying, this is my house, this is our bloodline. I get that part, where you're right. Too much extra personal bullshit. Now, again, did he deserve what he got? I don't know. That's just the standard of the day, I guess.
It's just that's today's black eye.
That's exactly. He was losing your head, half your head, not even just at the neck.
And that's right. I told somebody at work about it. They had seen this episode.
Yeah.
And they said that too. They were like, had it been the neck, it wouldn't have had near the impact.
Not even close.
That was crazy.
Because the point was, he said, I'm gonna have your tongue for that Viserys, and then you could see his actual tongue wiggling around in there.
So wild.
Anyway. All right, so that's basically what happened. That carried the whole episode, and now we're in the aftermath of Viserys dying. So we ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. And you we'll watch this little thing here too.
Yeah.
All right. Episode 9, The Green Council. Now it's official. That's just my marker, you know. All right, here we go. Yeah, so unfortunately him dying, he was all that was holding all this together, just him being alive.
That's right.
But it does make you wonder with that scene with her misunderstanding what he's saying, obviously not know what he's talking about, thinking he's talking about their son, Aegon. If he didn't have that conversation, I wonder how it would have went.
Me too.
But I guess it would have in the books, like, because that wasn't a thing in the books, obviously. What we got to remember is this whole damn thing's tied into the Song of Ice and Fire. This was not like that in the books. I think that's kind of where he's going with it now, but since he approved all this. The hell is everybody at? Is it that early?
PM.
He told me he wished for Aegon to be king. No, he did not. He didn't even say anything like that. He just said the name.
It is the truth.
Assurance of his blessing on our long-laid plans.
Yes, there is much to be done as we've
Right to business.
The treasury is well in hand. The gold will be divided for safekeeping.
Let ravens be...
Beesbury's like, wait.
Am I to understand that members of the small council have been planning secretly to install my son with...
So it seems.
I care not. I will have no part of...
What the fuck, dude?
And remove your cloak, Sir Creston. Your sword.
I will not suffer insults to Her Grace the Queen.
There was no insult to me, sir.
What?
Well,
You don't want to fuck with him anyway. He got up real quick, didn't he?
You damn right he did.
Jesus.
Storm's End is of concern. We may not assume.
Including the Queen. My lord. Bring it.
She's in King's Landing too right now.
Not a good place.
Mm-mm.
What is the meaning of this?
Holy shit, man. Oh God, there he is.
Anybody who knows into a sale or potentially knows.
That old fella. He said time to get it.
Time to get it with.
That's all he talks about.
That's it. He's just a, I told you, he's a, just a whore. He don't even want to be king. He don't in the books either. He's
been in the past a patron of your fine establishment. We thought to inquire here as to his whereabouts.
I wish you luck, good sir. And my best to your friend. How you've grown.
That was her.
I'll be there.
Simple as that.
Time to get it wet.
You once wore your banners to Rhaenyra. You must.
Shouldn't he be there? I mean.
I must confer first.
Intention.
He just told you his intention.
Yeah.
I am no oath breaker.
I don't like their tactics.
No, this is all treasonous. Oh, heel. Cat hole. Get down.
Be in the hands of mercenaries on a ship to Yeti.
Oh, heel.
Carry on. Kid fighting?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How old are they?
Don't grow the nails and file the teeth. Makes them more formidable.
Mm. Look at that, man. That's fucking horrible.
One of many I'd wager.
Ow. Boom.
Wow.
Yeah, little Targaryen bastards running around.
Bastards in there to get rid of them.
Yep. Yeah, he's not a good person.
Brawling the city, ever the good soldier in search of a wastrel who's never taken half an interest in his burden. Should they come looking for me, I intend to be found.
I do like him, man.
Yeah, dude. He's growing on me.
Something must be done.
We do not rule, but we may guide the men that do.
But you're going to purposely usurp the throne from a woman.
Instead toward peace. It's in the name of peace that you've imprisoned me.
I mean, even the damn white cloaks are paid off. It's crazy.
Your husband? Or you, his daughter's childhood companion?
Her fucking father?
He named Lord Commander of the King's Guard. My son will be...
Along its threads travels news of all our doing.
What, he likes to look at her feet? Oh, my God.
More than once it has proved advantageous to...
This weaver watches me.
Fucking creepo. This is what it always boils down to.
Oh, my God.
Everything. How do you come up with this arrangement the first time? You know what I mean?
I
like,
know, man, the balls that takes.
If you can, whip your foot out there, I'll give you some information.
Oh my God, I can't believe that. And this guy, dude.
Yeah.
She needs to stop rubbernecking and hit the damn road.
I know.
Just go.
The original crown.
Do not toy with me, mother.
I speak the truth.
He has no clue what that means. He never told him. Secret. They doing it at the dragon pit. That's exactly where she needs to go. Clap, motherfuckers. These people don't give a shit about who's the king.
Mm-mm.
What What if somebody does it a little too early or he stops?
Good God. If he stopped, yeah.
Oops.
He's going to get drunk with power.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, because he has an addictive personality.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't want to, but he likes this this rush right here. Helena looks thrilled. I forgot Rainey's went downstairs.
Wow.
Meet Maylies.
Wow.
She can end it all right here.
Yep.
All she got to do was say it. It'd be funny if that tail accidentally wiped them all out. She could end it all right there. Show wow. Over. Oh, hey, you. Finale.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow is right.
What you think there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, shit. So, it's a big clusterfuck, this episode. Yeah. I don't mean it was bad. I mean just, you know, all the moving parts, even on one side.
Yeah. I see what they're trying to do. Still freaked out by the foot thing.
Yeah. I knew that was coming too. I didn't want to say anything.
Holy shit. Yeah. That was wild.
Freako.
Yeah. And then she does it, you know, because she's dying to get that info.
Yep. And then she just turns around. While
he yeah. Just she knows.
Right like, there.
Jesus, get it over with. Oh, my God. That guy's got to go. So's her dad.
Yep.
He gets on my damn nerves, man.
Yep, and she still played right into his hands, I mean, except for the only difference was is trying to attack Rhaenyra, just having him killed, and that was the only difference.
Yeah.
So I do respect her for that.
I do, too. There's a few times in that episode yeah. I was really proud of her.
But that's what I mean. They did that thing, to, now you're supposed to feel kind of sympathetic towards her, but she... with this, you know, but she did hear him say, you know, Aegon, it gives her kind of an excuse. Well, my son needs to be king, but, you know, now there's conditions here. We can't kill Rhaenyra or whatever. So I don't know. She's conflicted. She's playing it well, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, she did hear it, you know? So that part works for me. And the way she acted when at the table, it's like, what? You've been planning this, you know, all this.
Yeah.
That you can see that she would have absolutely been on the other side of this had she not.
Yeah, she yeah.
Because she would have been shocked. I mean, and he would have been pushing her around, you know, a lot more.
Right.
You can tell because, I mean, she wouldn't have that built-in excuse had she not heard it.
Right.
So for him to sell it to her, I don't think he would care if she bought it. I really think her dad would push her around in that scenario.
Yeah. And then you saw Kristen Cole get the promotion.
Yeah, boy.
Because Harold Westerling walked the hell out because he has some honor left.
Dude.
And now you see the little, you saw the preview, right? So that was, I can't remember if it's Eric or Arik that goes and takes the crown to Rhaenyra. So you know that there's the brother thing going on.
Yeah, I love that.
They're twins and on opposite sides of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the Civil War type thing, you know.
It is.
Well, literally as far as the brother versus brother stuff.
Yeah.
So you got all those little subplots in there. And, you know, Kristen Cole is, he's so indebted to her for whatever reason, I guess, that he's just blind to everything. And then all the other white cloaks, supposedly honorable, they're all on teams. You know, they all.
Yeah, it's like what he felt as a betrayal in the beginning has just totally morphed him from a once honorable dude to
coming from basically nothing, like he said, and all that. And then he gets rejected for about perfectly valid reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand his scorn, believe me, but still, he's become this just bastard, and he kills Beesbury, and it happens a little different in the books. He actually purposely kills him, but he didn't seem too sorrowful there. And so that was the first technical blow of this, you know, as far as blood spilled, except for all the servants that were locked up. The guy who saw attendant who saw the king dead first is killed, I believe, if I remember right.
Oh, I'm sure. I was thinking that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, so they had to keep it secret, and then they locked up all the servants who may or may have known, and then, of course, caught the handmaiden to the queen who lit the candles in the window for her message to Missaria.
Yes.
So Missaria will play a bigger role next year for sure, and season after, I guess, but because she's like Varys at this time period. But yeah, all of them were scheming at Beesbury. So he and then a couple other ones that, you know, they kneel to save their own asses, but they don't buy it.
No. Yeah. What
they didn't see there, I think, you know, was the Rhaenys thing. So Rhaenys gets out. Basically in captivity, and you're holding a princess, you know, would-be queen at one point, hostage in her own room. And then Arik takes her to Dragon Pit. And she just kind of slips down there where she happens to have Maelys while she's visiting.
And Alicent was like, ring the bell when you made up your mind made your decision.
Yeah, ding-a-ling-a-ling, yeah.
I mean, she... It's like she got offended when she said, "Have you ever imagined yourself on the Iron Throne?"
Yeah, of course she has.
It's like, you know,
I mean,
she's
basically been on it since in the last, you know, 10 years of him being out of his mind or whatever it was. You know, I don't know exactly when he's been high on Milk of the Poppy the whole time.
Yeah,
she's in the, you know, head of the small council and everything.
You brought up a good point though during her speech. I mean, she's usurping another woman.
That's right. This, because, you know, you got the message of, in this show, in this era, right, of the feminism and all that stuff, which is part of the story, obviously, because in those days, clearly, it was a man's world. But that's one thing that people and me don't like about Alicent. She has the opportunity here to correct those things that she's always bitching about, which and rightfully so. But right here, just because you heard something about a song and Aegon and a fire, ice and fire, whatever that means. I don't think she would even understand that. Then, okay, well, Rhaenyra, my good friend who I grew up with and I know is a good person at heart. She makes mistakes like everybody else, but because she screwed some dude or whatever the petty shit is, I'm going to toss all that out the window. And she sat there and told Rhaenys, you should have been queen and we both know it. And she's right. But here's your chance to fix that, whatever. But I know she did hear the thing. She did think he said something about Aegon, meaning her son. I get it.
Yeah.
So like, it makes it complicated.
Aegon. And she's like, our son.
And yeah, he didn't correct her. Yeah. But, you know, my thing is he's saying his dream, the Song of Ice and Fire, she had never heard that before right. about from her son.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She should have said he died mumbling, you know.
That's what I mean,
utterances.
Yeah.
He mentions
Aegon and Ice and Fire and a song, whatever. And, of course, they're going to interpret it that way anyway, I'm sure. But
I can't wait till she gets there to Dragonstone.
Yeah. Yes.
And says, hey, guys, guess what?
Yeah, because Rhaenys is heading straight to Dragonstone. You know. Because she has decency, one of the few people in the show that does. And the other thing I liked, you know, seeing it the second time, I will say, is because it's really easy to fall into Team Black all the way, right? But there's nuance. And you saw in this episode especially Aemon, the nuance there. Even Aegon himself, he's a horrible person as in a womanizer and all that stuff, but he's not a bad dude. He just don't want to be king. He just wants to party, basically. He's still a kid. So even him, you know, not wanting to be king, and now, like you said, he got fucking power drunk off of the crowd.
No doubt.
So now, you know, we'll see what happens as far as what kind of king he is. But, you know, there's nuance and all that stuff, like Aemon sitting around like, what does all this mean? You know, what's coming? You know, so they don't want war, but they're asking for it. That's my thing. They know what's going to happen, which is, of course, they just try to prevent it by keeping Rhaenys and everybody else locked in the damn city.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Otto's wanting to kill everybody.
Yeah, he just like straight up, you know, he told Westerling, take your knights and get the Dragonstone and make it quick and quiet. Like, what? That's it? It's that simple for you.
Yeah. It's a casualty.
I mean, do you think the king, even if he said, you know what, I think it's better for the realm for Aegon.
Exactly.
Do you think he meant by that? And by the way, just in case, go kill my daughter that I've loved my whole life. Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, my God.
So he's such a bastard. But anyway.
And Alicent knows that even before that last time jump, he called her his first wife's name.
Yes.
So imagine all the bullshit she's heard him say.
Yeah.
Before that last time jump.
That's right.
In between. That the fact that they've got her hanging on his last word so tightly.
Yes.
Is a little weak.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, I just don't like that change, but I mean, it does make it more nuanced, like we just talked about. Because on one hand, maybe he does want Aegon to be king, but at the same time, I don't want to kill everybody. But this is the game she learned to play.
Yeah,
it's just like the first two or three episodes ago, you know, when all of a sudden, you know, Harwin Strong and Lionel Strong get killed. Like, I didn't ask for this, but you did. What did you think you have to do?
And
for example, this episode. If Rhaenys says no, what are you going to do? You have to kill her.
You have to.
She's got a dragon downstairs, you know, or across the road. But
in that conversation they had, you could tell that Alicent had a lot pent up that she couldn't say about her making a cuckold of your son and all that stuff. Yep. You know what I mean? Because you saw how bitchy she was about those kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because he was alive, she couldn't say what she really wanted to say.
Right.
Ooh, that shit bothers me.
Yeah, no, they're great. The actors and actresses are great at the nuance and, like, being torn emotionally and stuff.
Yeah.
And you see more of that, this second time around. I'm seeing these little things that, if first you don't notice.
Kristen Cole. He's done killed two people in front of everybody.
And now he's Lord Commander of the King's Guard, of course. But, season two is going to be good. But you got to finish one more.
It is, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah, I can tell. I know there's not enough time.
Yeah, no, there's this war's not even started or nothing. Mm-mm-mm. You know, not even you're not gonna see war this year. You'll see the first blood, as I would call it, this next episode, and I won't say anymore.
You're right, though. It could have been over at the end of this one.
Right there. Just say it. Just say the words. And it's all over. But she, again, she has some honor.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, yes, as you mentioned, Corliss, you know, he's, we'll see what happens or where he's at, if he's alive or whatever.
I keep thinking he's got to come back.
Yeah. There's more to that story for sure.
Cool.
But, anyway. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm not gonna say a word next. I'll leave you hanging for next week.
Thank you.
Because there's some. Oh damn, some shit's going down. Damn.
Oh, shit, I can't wait.
I know. Yeah, one more and you'll be caught up, and then you'll want to watch Game of Thrones again.
No shit, I really do.
But anyway. Are we good? Anything else? Questions, comments, concerns?
Not right now.
Yeah, I was trying to think of anything else in that particular episode. I mean, they pretty much just sums it up. I mean, it was all locked down in King's Landing. That's it. You know, King's died. We can't let anybody know until we have Aegon. They wanted to get him out there in front of the public. And swear him in. Because once he's king, once he's on the throne, it's hard to argue.
I agree.
The point, you know, obviously. That's why I said last week or the week before, I don't know if she should leave. Because he's in such bad health, it could be any time you need to be around.
She really did.
That's where I think she fucked up. Rhaenyra, I mean.
I agree.
Because if she's there, there's none of that shit. With Daemon and all their guard and, you know, supporters can be vocal. Because they have dragons and they're warriors too, you know.
Man.
So, anyway, good.
Yeah, can't wait to episode 73.
We'll wrap it up and see you next week for episode 10, and we'll head over to Overtime. So check us out over there on Overtime on Patreon and channel members, the Lord level or higher. That's it. We'll get out of here and let it fade to black.